You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with David Potak, the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Unitex Textile Rental Services, Med Apparel Services. David will discuss today what it takes to successfully run a family-based business and continue to stay on top. David, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, it's really a pleasure, and I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you for the opportunity to do so.
Hey, you're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours, and this is why we are here. So first of all, for starters, tell me about Unitex and the industry.
Sure. Unitex is a family-owned healthcare laundry supplier. My great-grandfather, Max, started our company in 1922. My brother and I are fourth-generation owner-operators of the business, along with my father, Michael, who is a third-generation owner-operator. We have grown to employ approximately 1,400 people throughout the Northeast United States. We operate 11 commercial laundry plants with a 12th plant under development that will open in 2016. Our clients are exclusively healthcare clients, from the smallest physician practice to the largest acute care hospital in the region, and we're continuing to grow our business into the future.
And speaking of the future, what is your role exactly at Unitex, and how do you keep the company moving in a positive direction?
My role as an owner in the business is to work with our key clients, as well as working with our sales and account management teams in order to make sure that we're meeting customer expectations every day. And in addition to that, making sure that we meet our employees' expectations every day. It's important, we feel, as owners of the business to really lead by example and to continue to drive the culture of the company in a positive direction and in an inclusive direction so that people on our teams feel like they're really part of the process and part of the success, and it inspires them to work even harder and more diligently towards the goals, which is customer satisfaction and cost containment for our customers in an ever-changing healthcare world where cost is certainly a central part of the value that we bring to our customers.
David, what is the best piece of advice that you can give to the executive team of a family-run business?
Well, as a family member and owner, we always find incredible value in the honesty and transparency that we have with our key executives and vice versa. I think that people who work in a family business, hopefully if the family is really an inclusive-minded group as we are, we really want direct feedback. We want ideas coming from the executive team. We want people to feel comfortable with the family members and have it to be a very collaborative dialogue and approach to challenges and new opportunities. And our goal is to be able to make it that kind of inclusive environment. We feel it leads to longevity of our team and continuity of our business for our customers. And it's been very successful in our family in terms of the approach that we want to have our key managers really operate at a high level and have the chance to give us feedback and to bring new ideas to the table and to really advance the overall goals of the business, not simply take direction from family members. So my piece of advice would be that people really should embrace working in a family business. I think it has a particularly great culture and great opportunity to interact with owners on a very close basis, which maybe non-family businesses can't really offer. We've been able, as I said, to have a lot of very long-term team members at every part of our organization, and we attribute a lot of that to the culture that we've tried to develop, that we want this to be an inclusive process where we love getting new ideas from team members, regardless of whether they're small ideas or large ideas. But the key is to keep that communication going, and that people should feel comfortable working with family members and not feel that they should just take direction from family members.
Thanks for sharing that. And how do you define success, and what do you attribute to your success and that of Unitex?
From our perspective, success is really defined by the outcomes that we can achieve for our customers and for our employees, and to see that they recognize those outcomes. You know, we need to operate the business in a manner that customers and employees feel like they're important, feel like they're being heard, feel like their needs are being attended to, feel like their ideas are part of the solution. And we really try to make sure that we retain our clients and our employees with that mindset. And being able to do that really helps us grow our business. I think that the culture of our company and the history of our company is one that's based on hard work, honesty, transparency, and determination to be the best company we can be and provide the best service. We reinvest a significant amount of money in technology and operating state-of-the-art facilities, spending money on human resources in terms of hiring people and compensating them appropriately and incentivizing them for performance, recognizing their efforts when they achieve that performance. And that kind of recognition and inclusiveness, we think, really helps drive the success of our business. And that, in turn, gets our customers the successful outcome that they need. The continuity of being critical in how you hire people, how you evaluate people, how you motivate people, and how you incentivize them to have them stay on board for long periods of time and really feel that they believe in the business and they believe in the mission, I think has been a real central focus of our success. And again, I think that kind of continuity translates to a great outcome for our customers in terms of consistency, reliability, and that level of trust that they have in us. We have a lot of clients who have been clients for 15, 20, 25 years, and we have a lot of employees and team members we work with who have worked with our company for 15, 20, 25 years. And that kind of relationship, we think, has been very, very helpful.
Today we are joined by David Potak, the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Unitex Textile Rental Services and Med Apparel Services here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. David, if you weren't working as the VP of Unitex, what other job would you have?
Well, that's a great question. This is what I've done my whole life, so I don't have a lot of experience to draw on, so I could only dream of what other job I would do, but I would say if it was purely for fun, I would probably like to be a sportscaster.
If it was a more serious job and I really had to focus on it, it would be something in management or, trying to work at a high level within a company. But if it was purely the dream job, I would say, like I said, probably a sportscaster.
And we both have the same desires right there. We certainly love the sports industry on this end. Now, where do you see your industry going in the future?
You know, I think the industry is at a very exciting point right now. There's a lot of new technology in terms of operational equipment and plant design and looking at sustainability initiatives in terms of how the use of natural resources in our process and opportunities for advancement in that area. You know, our goal as an industry leader would be to hope to inspire other people to reinvest in their businesses the way we have in ours, to take a look at new technologies regarding fabrics and textiles, to figure out different ways of measuring success and showing our clients how we can collaborate with them on educational material, help them understand best practices, help them achieve some cost containment through implementing best practices throughout their health systems. And we really feel it's the role of the industry to really be the driver of that collaborative mindset with our clients to drive success at their level. There's a lot of interesting opportunities in new markets and expanding markets that I would certainly hope the industry is poised to take advantage of, that create win-win outcomes for the clients as well as for the members of our industry.
And lastly, what would you say are the key elements for starting and running a successful business from your experience?
Yeah, well, starting a business is never easy. And I think if I was starting a business, certainly you'd want to have a plan. You'd want to have that plan validated by objective other parties, understand the realities of how challenging starting a business may be, try to be patient, always try to anticipate the next hurdle so you're prepared, always try to be proactive in any initiative that you're involved in. In terms of running the business on an ongoing basis, we really try to focus more and more on systems and process. And by doing that, the outcomes are more assured in a more consistent manner. And so I know that our company and other companies in our industry and outside our industry focus more and more on process, not to make it bureaucratic, but to make it really efficient in how we operate every day, replicating the same process every day, getting better at it, training people on a process-oriented basis so that they can deliver the consistent outcomes. In our business, what people look for at the end of the day is they look for transparency and they look for consistency and reliability. They need our product to run their business, whether it's a hospital or an extended care facility or a physician practice. They need us to be reliable and consistent. And the more process-oriented we get as a business, we're able to deliver those outcomes and couple that with the high-touch service of being in front of our clients on a very frequent basis, face-to-face, shoulder-to-shoulder, understanding what their challenges are and how we fit into the solution for their challenges.
Well, David, it certainly has been good to have had you. Certainly appreciate your time spent today and has been Exciting to know and to see what Unitex is doing and the success that you've had over the years. Tell our listeners where they can get more information online on about Unitex and how they can be in touch.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Our website is unitex.com, U-N-I-T-E-X. You're able to contact us through the website. You're able to get a little bit insight into how we run our business. We have a lot of information on our website about product services and what we do every day, with a lot of videos about how our plants operate as well. And so you can get a real insight into the technology and automation that's involved in the business to help us get those consistent outcomes and create that reliability for our clients every day. So I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
And we certainly appreciate the opportunity taken and spent right here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and the company all the best.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with David Potok, the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Unitex Textile Rental Services and Med Apparel Services. And once again, the website of reference is unitex.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.